On today, I'm glad you are here. I want you to look at somebody and tell them, I'm glad you are here. And I want you to know that you will not live the way you came. You are going to live better. You are going to live bigger. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen to Jesus. This is the much awaited NICOS 2022. Are you not glad that you are here? Oh, God is good. And here is a sneak peek. Let me tell you the truth. Everything God has spoken to you, it will not remain in the theoretical realm. It will come into the manifestation realm in the name of Jesus. These words that we have heard concerning Lycos is not just a cute word to say. It's the mind of Christ, it's the mind of God for us in this season. And in the name of Jesus, that very mind of God will be seen in our lives in the name of Jesus. All right, this evening I want to just give a charge as a way of introduction this evening as we prepare our hearts to receive God's word, to receive the fullness from God in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you. Plan to be here for every day. Don't try to cherry pick. Don't say that there is one day I will be here, there is another day that I will not be here. Don't even say you will watch it online. I know it's very convenient to watch it online, but the word of God is very clear. Hebrews 10:25. It says that we should not forsake the assembling together of the brethren. There is something about coming together with people. It's different from watching online. I don't have any problem with online watching, but I have a problem if that's the only watching you have. There are some things that cannot just happen online. You know, online can be a secondary thing. It cannot be primary. So if you're watching online and you're in the Chicagoland area, I am talking to you. You need to be here to enjoy the word of God. All right, this evening, let me share from the book of Luke chapter 8. And I'll start reading from verse 5. It's a relatively long reading. From verse 5 to verse 18. Luke chapter 8, from verse 5 to 18. And we're talking about loud and clear. Luke chapter 8, from verse 5 to 18. The Bible says, a sower went out to sow his seed. And he sowed. Some fell by the wayside. And it was trodden down. And the fowls of the air devoured it. Verse 6, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprung, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. Verse 8, the Bible says, and other fell on good ground, and sprang up, and bare forth fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath an ear, let him hear. Can somebody say, I am a good ground, I am a fertile soil, I will bear fruits in the hundreds in the name of Jesus. Put it back there, verse 9. Let's keep going. Verse 9 says, and his disciple asked him, saying, what might this parable be? Verse 10 says, And he said unto you, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But to others, all this, well, I'm reading another translation, another passage in my head. But to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Verse 11. And now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Verse 12. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and take away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Verse 13. They on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. 14, and that which fell among thorns, and they which when they have heard go forth and are choked with the cares of riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word of God, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Verse 16 says, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel and putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. 17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Verse 18, the last verse. Take heed therefore how ye hear, for what whosoever hath, him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. In this scripture, this is what is usually called the parable of the sower. I think it is more about the seed and the soil. I think this parable is more about the seed that was sown and the kind of soil it was sown into. You see, this parable is one of the things that should remind you what usually happens to people when they ask the question, why is it not happening? Many people have asked the question, I have done this, I have done that, I have applied myself like this, I have applied myself like that. Why have I not seen the result? There was one guy that sang a song several years ago, and the synopsis of the song was this. He said he was asking question when he saw Jesus on the cross. He was asking the question, who nailed him on the cross? What got him on the cross? And he was angry with everybody. He was wondering, how did Jesus get on the cross? And as he was wondering and getting angry, very soon he found that the hammer that nailed him on the cross was in his hand. And that is the scenario that happens most of the time. Today I was thinking to myself that the blame game is a game that is as old as human history. That there is this blame game that humans, I don't know who taught us, even a small child, they know the blame game. The blame game simply is this. There is somebody to blame for the bad. There is somebody to blame for the problem. There is someone who, not me, did it. When you get a child and you tell them, why did you do this? I didn't mean to. That's what the first thing they say. And sometimes they'll say, I did it by accident. And in very many situations, it is their brother, their sister. It is somebody but them that made them to do it. Some of us that had even grown up and are church people will say, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. I have found that the way the blame game works is this. We are always pointing a finger of blame at something, at someone. But I found out that most of the times, the blame is not the finger where you are pointing the finger to, is the one pointing the finger. So many of the times, if you want to really appreciate and appropriate the fullness of God, don't point fingers, don't shift the blame, don't say it is the location, don't say it is the problem of the environment, don't even say it is the problem of another person, it's because they did not do this, because they did not do that. Do you know, my friends, that it does not matter how things start, it doesn't even matter how your background was. The same background that has put many people's ground back to the ground, that same background has lifted some other people out of the ground. Not just out of the ground, that same background has catapulted some people even into realms untold. I have found people who, despite adversity, rose to prosperity. And I have found people who were born in prosperity who are now in adversity. So it has just come to me that it is not what people think is the blame. Like in this story, you would think that the blame was the soil, was the seed. You would even think that the blame might be given to environmental condition. But the more you read, you will see that the blame does not refer or it does not belong to the seed. The blame belongs to the soil. The same seed was sown on different soil and it had different results. I'm believing that this weekend that your soil will be a good soil. Your ground will be a good ground. I thought I would get a better amen to that. So let me say this to you. When it comes to a life that is loud and clear, when it comes to a people that will experience the precision, the definition, the all of that God has for them, that life, those people must understand how to make sure that the seed will work. How to make sure that they are that right soil that makes the seed to work. And in this story that we just read, this parable that we read, the Bible tells us that the seed is the word of God. Now, when you read the story, you will see that Jesus now, when he was interpreting it, was talking about hearing. The ones that heard and one fell on stony ground were because of the cares of the world. Well, because of these, one heard and there was no root. And you find out in this parable that really the distinguishing factor between the results that the soils had was one word called understanding. Can somebody echo it to me back? Say understanding. You can make it louder. Say understanding. So for anything or anyone to be loud and clear, there has to be understanding. One of the biggest challenge of church people is that we are very religious. We can be very routineous. We can follow the motion, but sometimes we don't understand what we are dealing with. We don't understand. There are so many people, they are relating to God, like Paul described in Acts of Apostles chapter 17, to an unknown God. This God is rumor. This God is the God that their pastor talks about. This God is the God that they sometimes read in the Bible. There is no understanding. So for anyone to experience loud and clear, there has to be understanding. So an outstanding life is a function of an understanding person. An outstanding life. That's why you can find two people in the same church, hearing the same word, having different results. It is not the word, it is the soil. So if we were to play the real game blame, it is not the people you are pointing at. It is not enough. That didn't work. That didn't happen. It is you. You need to look at the mirror and see that you have to take responsibility, because an understanding life is a function, an outstanding life is a function of an understanding person. What you don't understand, you will not stand out with. To stand out, it takes level of understanding. Bible speaking concerning men of Issachar, he said, because they were men of understanding, he said, they knew what to do and their brethren were at their command. The reason why many of the times we don't have command of the things of God is not because the word of God is not true. We don't understand. We do not understand. And my prayer this weekend is that something is going to happen. Understanding is going to be bestowed upon you in a dimension that you have not experienced it before. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Proverbs 21:16, it says, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. That means that when there is no understanding, there will be death. When there is no understanding, the life will not be loud and clear. Because you see, when it is loud and clear, it is not only producing sound, but it is meaningful sound. It is a sound that is useful. There are so many people, it is not that there is no result in their life, but the result is not enough to swallow insult. The result will still accommodate insult. There is result there, but the result is too little. But in the name of Jesus, this weekend, not only will the result increase, it will be bigger than what you expect. It will be exactly what God promised you in the name of Jesus. The Bible speaking in Psalm 82 verse 5, it says, they know not, neither did they understand. They walk in darkness, and all the foundations of the earth are without cause. And if you keep on reading, it says, I've called you gods, but you will die like men. Why? Because you don't know. You don't understand. So if there is a call today for church people, if there is a call today for you and I, it is that we will understand. You will understand. The reason serving God for some people has not worked is because you don't understand. You are doing it religiously. You are doing it because they told you to do it. You are doing it because they sent you. If you don't understand, it will not work. It does not work because you just do it. It works because you do it with understanding. Have you not found people praying before? And it feels like prayer is not working. Have you not found people even giving? And giving is not working. I've met people who tell you, givers never lack. I have met givers that lack. You know, there was this movement that was castigating giving and saying all kinds of giving is wrong in the Old Testament. You know why that discussion was taking place? Lack of understanding. Lack of understanding. Some people will argue, should I pay? Should I not pay? It's because you don't understand. What you understand, you will do without them forcing you. There are things that you will do normally. In fact, a lack of action and inaction and little action is a function of misunderstanding or lack of understanding. Let me rush real quick. Our Father is already here. Hallelujah. So let me get out of the way so that the word will come to you. So understanding is very, very key. Now let me give you some guidelines that can help you to increase your understanding. Because in this season, you are going to hear things. But you need to move beyond just know or associating on a peripheral level. You need to move deep down into the realm that you understand. I believe from this scripture, the first thing we still need to do to appreciate and to understand is get in the seed. Get in the seed. Get in the seed. And in this case, it's the word of God. So get in the word of God. You need to get in the word of God on any matter first before any other action. Why is it that some service does not work? There's no word. Why is it that some giving does not work? There's no word. You are just doing it religious. Remember that Cornelius was even giving before he became born again. That's how some people are. There is no understanding yet. And in the mercy of God, you get some result. But you see, for God to make you understand, experience the fullness, you need understanding. So how do I get to that place where I have understanding? I get in the seed. The Bible said in this scripture, it said the seed that they were sowing is the word of God. So get in the word of God. Keep hearing. Hear a lot of it. Keep the word going. Keep it on repeat. Continue to hear. In Matthew chapter 9, the Bible talking about the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible said she had heard and she was saying to herself. Do you know why she was saying to herself? So that she would keep hearing it. She had heard and then she now kept on repeating what she heard so that she would keep hearing it. Because the Bible says in Romans 10:17, and faith cometh by hearing and continuous hearing of the word of God. So how do I get understanding? The more I hear. Let me say the truth to you. When you hear the word of God the first time, you don't know it yet. You don't understand it yet. You need to stare at it. You know, I think it was today, earlier today, I was listening to a message and it's from Apple File. I started listening to the message then. Somehow something happened. I lost my position on the message. So I had to start the message again. And I heard some things that I have heard earlier before. This is like, I was 15 minutes into the message. I reheard those things and it felt like I've not heard it before. Because many times when you think you heard the first time, you did not really hear. That is why the Bible said, faith cometh by hearing. The hearing that is not just, I heard once, I keep hearing. I keep hearing. For example, this NICOS 2022, you will hear today now. You will hear some things today, but you need to keep hearing. That's why we made these cards. It says, join the Victory House family. We have QR codes there where you can keep on hearing. You know, if you are the audio person, we have audio for you. If you are the video person, we have video for you. If you want it on something like Telegram, we have Telegram there for you. If you want to listen to it on Facebook, we have Facebook for you. We usually don't put too much of it on Instagram, but we have picture for you. If you are a photo person, you like photo. Somehow you will keep hearing. Because the more you hear, the more it enters. The first time you heard, you didn't hear. In Job chapter 5, 42 verse 5, Job 42 verse 5, this was what Job was saying. The old man standard version of the Bible says, I have heard rumors about you, but now I see you. You see, many times when we first hear things about God, it's like a rumor. But the more we hear, the more we hear, the more we stay on it. Jesus speaking in John chapter 8 verse 31, you know, he was speaking to the disciples that believed on him. And he told them, if you continue in my word, then you will know. Oops. I thought you will know. That's why you will continue. No, he said, when you continue to listen and engage with my word, that's when you will know. That's when understanding will come. That's when understanding will come. Hosea chapter 6, it says, then shall we know when we follow on to know. So there is a dimension of knowing that is continuous. It is in the continuing of it that you will know. And so, ladies and gentlemen, in this season, you need to get in the seed. You need to get in the seed. You need to get in the seed. Let me drop one more that can help your understanding. I'll take it up from here any other time I hold the mic. It is that not only do you need to get in the seed, because the seed is the word of God, but you need to get out the weed. It is not only the seed that grows in any farm. The weed is always growing. Every time there is seed growing, there is weed also there. Most of the challenge people have is not lack of seed. It's because they have not done anything about the weeds. The weeds are growing. The weeds is strife. The weed is dishonor. When I dishonor the word of God, I dishonor the man of God, I dishonor the people of God, I dishonor the principle of God, that is a weed that will kill my seed. The reason why sometimes our giving does not produce what it should produce is that we have dishonored the principle of the word of God. Do you know that if I give and the principle of the word of God says that I should work hard, I should work with excellence, and I don't put excellence into my work, even with my seed, even with my giving, God has no place to put the seed, to put the harvest. It's as if when we don't remove the weed, we choke the harvest. We make the harvest not to come. So ladies and gentlemen, if it will be loud, if it will be clear, you will have to do something about getting in the seed. You will also have to do something about taking out the weeds. There are weeds that come to us. In a meeting like this, there will be weeds. There will be weeds of all kinds of distractions. In some people, their mind now, there will be many things playing in your head. Why am I even here now? Why should I not be somewhere else? And then you say, well, let me just quickly check what is happening on Facebook and Instagram and type on that. And then I just want to post this message there. And before you know it, they say, let us rise up and pray. You didn't get anything. There is a weed that has stolen the seed, that has took the seed. And so this evening, I want to encourage you. I want to tell you that in this conference, get in the word. Hear it for the first time. Take notes. After you have taken notes, go back home and hear again. In fact, this is what should be your practice. Make sure you listen to the message you hear previous day more than once. What are you doing? You are getting in the seed. And once you get into the seed, anything that will choke that seed, tag it as weed. Strife is weed. Somebody wants to annoy you. Somebody wants to tell you, go and sit down there. Don't get that food. Don't take for your friend. And you get angry. You are already choking. Have you noticed that most people, anger, the opportunity to get angry always happens shortly after service. Very shortly. Either after service, either after fasting. Have you noticed that? I don't know about you, I've noticed that. I've just noticed that when I'm in some high, so to say, then there is an opportunity to puncture that high. So there will be some reasons to get angry. There will be some reason to feel like you have been cheated. And I need to show them. I need to make that usher know that I'm not a mate. Can't you see me? At least if you don't respect my age, respect my size. The last person that I did, who to? The person couldn't hear for 2 weeks. And then you are talking to me anyhow. Let's just put this church thing aside. Let's put Nikos aside and set to this matter first. You have the seed that you got that day, it has been stolen. And you will not produce results. But in the name of Jesus, you are going to produce results. you are going to produce not just results, but hundredfold results in the name of Jesus. This evening, we are very privileged. We have in our midst someone that is not new to this house.